Tani belong like this. Hameisetas Riya, somebody moves or picks up that Riya, the first Riya that a Zav sees, Shabesham Riya Mim Toman. Hashem Yaz has a chumma like a Zav, it has to mismas on it. So it's a Sophadika Tumma. Who may still in the time, and they still hold God's Torah, that since it only has nothing like a Balkari, and Sheikh Vazera has no Tumas Masam, therefore it's only Tomei Bermaga and not Tomei Beheset. Mishkavos Umashavos Shebein Riyashana Luriyashnia. What's going to be if the man sits on something in between the first Riyah and the second Riyah? So Besham again holds Tomei. We have to wait to see. Maybe it's Tomei. And start to say he sees again tomorrow. It's the staff to make him Tomei from yesterday. Well, Vesil has no Matarim. That even when the Zav sees a second time, he only becomes Tomei from then on and not from before. Well, Tomei Reisha wasn't saying the Reisha. That a Royal Riyachas Shazel, somebody sees the first Riyah of Zav. That Besham Yom Kishmeras Yom Kineg is like a Shmeras Yom Kineg of Yom. That the staff of Tomei, you have to wait till tomorrow. Alma, what do we see from here? That Shemeris Yom Kineged Yom, the Beis Shammai is Tolan. That's a tumor. The Rashi says, Alma, Midah Makshe Beis Shammai Ri Rishon Lashmeris Yom. Gatoni Mishka Vamoshe Shol, Dein Ri Rishon Lashmiya Tolan. Alma Mishka Vamoshe, the Shemeris Yom, the Shemeris Yom is also only Tolan. It's a Sophic. Vim Lotir, she does not see Tahira. And you say what? According to Rafun, even the second day she is Tomei. So it's not like you're saying. You're saying according to Beisham, the second day she is Tomei, and the Yosemash, no, it's only Tomei. We have to see if she really sees the second day, then she'll become Tomei. If she doesn't see, she's not Tomei. Alma Shemir Shem Kenegad Yom, Beisham Tomei. So what's it know? Lo Tein, we don't say Shemir Shem Kenegad Yom, Aleima Kaboyel Shemir Shem Kenegad Yom. She's like a boil Shemir Shem Kenegad Yom. She's Tomei the whole day Midi Rabbonin. Even though she doesn't see, even though she went to the mikveh, still she's Tomei Midi Rabbonin. So the question was over here, that how come over here we say, Alma Shemeris Yoyin, Kineged Yom LeBesham Mai Tomin? It's only like a Sophic Tomei. We just have to wait to see that if she sees. But what happened here was, she saw on the seventh day, between these 11 days, between Nida and Nida. And then on the eighth day, she went to the mikveh in the morning, and she didn't see yet. It says that all the din is just Tomin, means we have to wait to see that if she doesn't see the rest of the day, it's Torah whatever she touches. But if she does see, then it becomes Tomei. But it's a Kopar, as long as Rafun says, according to Beis Shammai, even the next day she's Tomei with Rabbanan the whole day. So my says, Loitain, we don't say the other Pshat is, that a Shemeris Yom Kineged Yom, don't say that the Zav the first day is like a Shemeris Yom Kineged Yom, Elaim, we have to say like this, it's Kaboyo. Shemeris Yom Kineged Yom. It's like he was boil of Shemeris Yom. Rashi says, Alayma Kabayo Shemeris Yom Demoid Rafuna. The Bila that the Shemi Liachat Filosa, she Taylor calls the man Shlerosa. The Entomosa Law of Filim Rabbanim. That Rafuna agrees that the man that lives with her, he himself is Torah. That's what Rafuna said, that a Shemeris Yom, the second day is Tomei, it's only she. She is coming with her bundle the whole day. But if, again, what happened was she saw on the seventh day, then the eighth day in the morning she goes to the mikvah, and then they live together. So the law is the husband remains Torah. If she does not see the next day, the husband remains Torah. That's what Rafuna said, that she's coming the second day, it's only she is coming and not the husband. So that's the question, why? My son, he also hear that Beisham says it's a Sophic Tumah, means it's like a boil Shemeris Yom, like the husband. Not like she, the Shemeris Yom herself. So Moshe says, what kind of smell is this? Maishna Ihu. So Lai Mitami Mishkova Moshe, how come the husband, we say, even though he lives with his wife, and she's a Shemeris Yom Kineged Yom, he remains tall, or if she doesn't see the next, the rest of the day, or Maishna Ihi, the Mitami Lai, and a Mitami Lai, and how come she, we say, is coming to the Rabban, what should be the difference? The Baal that doesn't have down by him, there's a Makor, Hatumah does not come from the Baal, therefore there goes to the Rabbanim, the Rabbanim are not making Zeri, he's Tomei now. Again, he lived with his wife when the second day, so if she does not see the rest of the day, he remains Torah. There's no reason to make a Tumah with the Rabbanim of him, because for him it's not Shechir to see Dam. My Shein came, she, the Shechichi Badam, by how it's normal for it to see Dam, And so by her, goes with the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan made it very by her to say that even the second day, even before she sees them, still she's tummy with Rabbanan. The other one says, so maish no mishka v'moshe, te mitamilei, o maish no boyo, tle mitamilei. Again, how come the issue is there, tummy with Rabbanan such a strong tumult, that even her mishka v'moshe becomes tummy? And how come Rabbanan did not see fit to make his day upon the husband, that he's not even tummy at all? So he says, yes, again, Mishka b'moshe b'shchichi, it's normal that she should sit or lie on something, therefore metamalei, therefore Rabbanan said yes, on the second day, even before she sees dam, still those things are coming with Rabbanan. But Boyot said that she should live with her husband, to lay shchich, it's not shchich, but live with her husband that day, because anyway it's a suffix, maybe she will see during the second day, and then it comes out that she was coming in the morning, and then he had no right to live with her. So min hastam, a husband does not live with his wife the second day, in the Shemaras Yom Kineged Yom, the second day, even after she went to the mikvah. Still they do not live together, so it's not shchiach to live together. Therefore, learn the Talmud, therefore the Rabbanan did not make any tumah. Talmud says, Tanan, learnt in our Mishnah, Tanan, Tov lo yom shel achroz, if she went to the mikvah the next day, again she saw her son the seventh day, and then she went to Shemaras Yom to the eighth day in the morning, and then she went to the mikvah, the shimshu, and they live together. It says the Mishnah raised the Tabas raw, like it's something wrong what they did, because again, like Magdalene, they lost some Tulian, it's a suffix, we have to see what happens. They're really not supposed to live together on the next day, because maybe she'll still see Dam later on in that day. And if she does see Dam, that's the second time she sees Dam, then sort of inspire together, as if she was coming the whole time. That's what Mishnah says. So you see clearly on the second day, it's only a suffix whether she's coming or not, if she sees. But in such, she does not see she's tall. So again, it's not like Rav Huna. Samara says, my love doesn't mean to say, Divi Hakla, he goes according to everybody, even according to Beis Shammai. So again, it's not like Rav Huna. Samara says, no, okay, Rav Shammai, Mishnah goes according to Beis Hillel, he only goes according to Beis Hillel. Then Echnami, not according to Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai would be like Rav Huna says, that she'll be Tomei Vadeh Midrabonim. The time is going like this. Omelem Nebudu Beis Hillel. The Yehuda said back to Beis Hillel, V'chi lezu, or some of the years of Beishama, Yom lehem Beishama le Beis Hillel, V'chi lezu atem kerem tabes roh. In this case here, where they live together on the second day after she went to the mikvah, that's just called the tabes roh, or their action, V'alom leniskav v'zeh leboilas anida. That knowing, Beishama Yehuda is considered now as if he went to be boil anida. For the Gemara anida said about it, she's not anida, she's in the middle of Yilal of Yom. She only saw one day, now the next day already. Elaim or rather say Laburas a Zobah, that you have Kavona not to live with a Zobah, she has Tumah Zobah on her. For the Gemara Zobah said about her, she's not a Zobah. She only saw yesterday, and she waited the Shemaras Yom, she waited until the next day in the morning, and she went to the mikvah. So that didn't be right, so she has no Tumah on her right now. So she's not a Zobah either right now. Elaim or rather, they show him at like this. Laburas Shemaras Yom Kineged Yom, as a riot to Rav Huna. That Basham itself is complaining to say Basham, you can't call this a Tarubas law. No. It's still he's doing a Vadi Averim with Rabbanan. Because she is Tamei. The Rabbanan of Shemeris Yom Kineged Yom is Tamei. And therefore it's not right that the husband should live with her. She has a Vadi Din or a Tumah with Rabbanan. Itmar, we don't like this now. Look tomorrow. Siri, what's going to be the loch where she sees on the 10th day of these 11 days? So far, the Mishnah talks about what she sees on the 11th day. That's a machlokes by Shammai Basilo, whether she needs a Shimma midirais or not. And Basilo holds no, she sees on the 11th day, so at night time when she can go to the mikvah, she could become torn midirais. What's going to be if she sees on the 10th day? So, we have Yechon said, Yechon Noma Asiri Kichi. The Asiri, Pashim according to Basilo, has a locker like Chi, that midirais she needs a Shimma. She sees on the 10th day, she cannot become tall until the 11th day in the morning, after she makes a little bit shimmer, then she can first go to the mikvah. Same halacha on the 9th day. Machi, just like on the 9th day, boy shimmer, but you like that she has to wait the next day, part of the next day. Fasiv, the same thing, she sees on the 10th day, the same halacha, boy shimmer, she can't go to the mikvah yet, she has to wait till the next day. That's what the Yechonon. Where Shloka Shomano, Shloka says, Asiri, it's Chechad also, the 10th day is a halacha like the 11th day. My echidos, just like the 11th day, Loi Boi Shimon does not need Shimon at all. Midiraisa, they still hold that since the last 12th day cannot be mitzvah. So that's it. If she sees on the 11th day, she could become Torah that night. So Rish Lakish shows Arif Asiri, the same thing, the tenth day also is Loi Bo Yishim, does not need Shimon Midiraisa. Therefore she sees on the tenth day at night time she can go to the mikvah. And he could demand for some law in Lahore, this Shailor, Aho, and this Aloha. The Rambam Reb laws of Ben Azariah, the Rabbi Akiva, the Lord of the Bach of Akiva, Afilu Atomar bin Bishemin, Bishemin Kola Yom Kula, even if he ate oil, onto oil the whole day, Amy Shema Lecho, I won't listen to you. And rather the din is Chatsi Luk Shemin the Taida, that there is some Achlekes, how much Shemin you have to put into the Chalice by a Korban Taida. No, you have to have by commentary the 40 lechems, four different types, 10 apiece. The shaila is how much shemen has to put into each part. So then Rashi says, b'shemen, b'shemen. Then the blessing is back to the kiva, that gabi revucha, Rashi says, shall tell you the lechem of revucha, it's golden with hot water. The nachas karek beiz midas. The exil says, the hikrit al zeba chatoida. Or exil tlosa, it says three times by shemen. The time went like this. You know, in other words, you said, B'shem Yisrael, Nekol, Ham Nachas, Lug. All the Nachas need only one Lug of Shemin. Ta'amel, B'shem, B'shem. The Chalos, Urikikin, by Chalos, Urikikin, says Shemin, Shemin, and Ribu, Yach, Ribu, Lamayat, Nechatsi, Lug, and Abba, they do not need a Lug, they only need a Chatsi, Lug, a piece. So the Chalos, Urikikin, only need a Chatsi, Lug, a piece. That's what the Kiva says. So Lazar, the Bible says back to him, I'm not going to listen to you. And the Shemin, the Chalos, the Lachor is Chatsi, Lug, Shemin, the Taida. Rashi says, "Ein Hashem l'cho loom by double zemenik." I'm not going to start from the posik. Why? Because this thing is rather shalach l'meishem misinai. The shalach l'meishem misinai. That all you need is a chatzi luk shemin for these chalas on the carbon teider. Or reviyas yam a nozer. That the nozer is chayiv if he drinks reviyas yayin. Or some of the girsa reviyas shemin. That by carbon the nozer brings also has to have shemin there. That the nozer has to have reviyas shemin. And the Yachar also yearned the din of these 11 days, Sheben Nidu Nida. Again, when Isha first has a period, so she's tummy for Nida for 7 days, and then the next 11 days in between one period and another period has a special locha that she could become a Zava during these 11 days, is Halach L'Moshe Mesinai. These things are not Menach Sukim, but the halachas of Halach L'Moshe Mesinai. So now, my halacha, what did the blood of Ben Azariah mean to say that these days, 11 days, is called Halach L'Moshe Mesinai? Rashi says it's mashma that the 11th day itself has a special halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So here's the machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan nomar halacha yud aleph. Resh Lakish shomar halachos echad asa. That's what the halacha is. And like this. Rabbi Yochanan nomar halacha echad asa means echad asa hu d'loy boishim. And echad is a special halacha that if you see on the 11th day, then midrash you don't have to have shimmer. Midiraisa, since the 12th day, cannot even start to make her into a Zavra. So therefore, she sees on the 11th day, that's it. At night time, she stops sin, she can go to the mikvah at night. But only the 11th day, but holy Achrini, she sees on the 10th day, of the Shimur, that Midiraisa, if she sees on the 10th day, she'll be tummy until the 11th day comes, and she has a little bit Shimur in the morning, then goes to the mikvah. And the Chiddush here is, even though if you see on the 10th day, it's not possible to become a Zavra Gedola. Because the Zot of the Bible is only you see 3 days out of these 11 days. So this time when you see on the 9th day, then for sure you have this in the Shemar Siyarim. Because you could see the 9th, you could see the 10th, you could see the 11th, you become a Zot of the Bible. But when you first see on the 10th day, at most you'll see the 10th and the 11th. Only two, and Isha does not become Tamei, Zot of the Bible after two times. That's the Shailah, since you can't come with Zot of the Bible, so you still need a Shimmer or not. So Rav Yochanan says, yes, only the 11th day does not need Shimmer. But if you see on the 10th day, you realize you're going to have to wait until the 11th day in the morning, and then first go to the mikvah. Resh Lakish Omer, Resh Lakish says no, Resh Lakish Omer, Halochos Echad Osor. It means two, like, V'lo Yechad Osor Boi Shimel, V'lo Shimel Asiri, there are two Halochos involved here. They're not the 10th, they're not the 11th, both do not need Shimel. So Kitzu, that's just Makorkis, and Rabbi Yechad and Resh Lakish. So now it's the question, is it true? Hani Halochos Minwa, these things learn out from Halochos Lakish Omer Sinai, the Chura Hani Kroinin, we learn out these things from Sukkim. The Tanya would learn like this. Yoch, I would have thought to say, Haro Yagimu Yomim Bat Chilas Nida Ritzufim Tezavra Phoenicia Stam, when it first has a period. She sees 3 days straight. In 3 days she sees Dam. In each day, one she sees Dam. 3 days straight, one after another. Tez, maybe that alone is enough to make a resolve for Gedolom. Oman, in the Kaimarad, what the Pasuk says. Isha kisiyah zavah, dam yil zavah, means b'roi echod. When do we say the din is that she's only tummy for one day, not more, as long as she sees one day? Rashi says, Yochol ha-reigim yom betchilus midah, le-sfiras zayin ikiyim, on the korban, that she'll need zayin ikiyim and a korban. Dechsiv yom ha-rabu kematzuch le-sfiras ha-korban. That any time she sees 3 days, she'll have to have zayin ikiyim and a korban. Well, man, what am I doing with the pasuk that says she is over zova or omra v'pashu rishonis to hitzrach tzvias nekiyim, but she doesn't need a korban and nekiyim? That's broya yonech, which she saw just one day, but maybe any time she sees 3 days, she has been over zova, she needs a zayin nekiyim and she has to bring a korban. Avarei mitzchilas tia zova. On this time learned, the pasuk says no, it says